Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio, and NLI stands for Neurolinguistic Innovation. Tonight, we're going to talk about a book of insight written by Tina Fiorda and her sister, if I'm doing that. And it's wrote on an insight, and I was talking to Tina before the show, and the insight is into you. And I'm going to bring Tina on, and I'm going to introduce you to a very pretty lady with a very pretty voice. Welcome to the show, Tina.
Thank you so much, Rob. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, hey, the book site is on available at Amazon.com, and you can go there and purchase the book. Tina, you and I was talking right before the show about people having a spiritual experience or a spiritual journey with a human side. Tell people how the book of insight will really expand people to understand their spiritual person first, or spiritual entity, or whatever.
Absolutely. And as we were talking before, you know, a lot of people have the idea that they are humans having a spiritual experience here on Earth. But what I like to point out is that we are actually all spirits inhabiting the human form. So we are actually spirits having a human experience. And what the Book of Insight, a Book of Insight, will really put forth is that idea that we do come from a spiritual side, that we are all fragments of God or the source, as our guides tell us, having a human experience. And we are having that experience on behalf of the source, who put itself out there to experience all of what it could be. Now, having that idea in mind and knowing that we are spirits in human form, we can come to a greater understanding about the greater whole of what we are. And one thing that a Book of Insight really puts forth is the idea that we are all divine, that we are all spirits, and that our thoughts here on Earth create our reality. And once we create our reality, we then experience that reality. So what we really need to know is that we can manipulate or create the reality that we want for ourselves. And if what you're experiencing in life is not what you would like to bring about, then really learn to assess your thoughts, assess your belief systems, and start working on those belief systems, start changing them into the belief systems that you would like to have in order to change your life for the better. And I know that's easier said than done. However, our journey here is not necessarily for a great deal of us an easy one. We are here to learn lessons. And the best things that we want in life, we really do have to work towards. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Although, you know, with 16 chapters in our book, it covers everything from meditation to belief systems to the source, to emotions, to our guides. We all have guides to the future of mankind, to the awakening of mankind. So, and it's all intertwined.
And that is really something that I've really expanded into here lately. And I wrote something about it this morning, but it's really about how our beliefs actually are in our DNA, and that's where the expanding has to come, and that's where we have to, that's where we choose to let go. And something I want to ask you, being you're here, do you believe it's spirit, body, mind, or mind, body, spirit?
Spirit, well, maybe even, it could even be spirit, mind, body, because our minds, which our brains house, integrate with the great mind, which then creates body. So I think it would be spirit, mind, body.
Because, see, when I let go, I let everything happens in my body before it happens in my mind.
And that's a good point, too. And what I can say about that is that whenever I want to make a decision, a lot of times I do a body check. How does my body feel about it? Or better yet, how does my heart feel about it? Because our hearts are where our guides guide us through our intuition, which is in our heart. And so, you know, I guess it depends on how you look at it. You know, the way I look at it is that we have the spirit and we have the mind that creates and integrates with the spirit, and together they created the body. So I guess it just depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, because I really understand now for sure. And I really got in touch with this over the last few years. And it really starts, everything in your life starts in the body because it starts in the heart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And something that I'd like to point out too, and I was reading about this not too long ago, is that when we develop in the womb, the heart develops first. And the heart starts beating before the mind, before the brain develops, before the body develops, and then from that heart develops the rest of the body. So it's very interesting because the heart and the brain are not connected per se when we are developing in the body. So, yes, the heart makes a lot of sense to me.
And see, I've really expanded into learning if my chest area is open and all my chakras, my life is open. And when it's closed, that's me not listening. But when people would read your book right on Amazon.com, what do you feel their biggest expansion would occur when they choose to let go of something and expand into what the book will open their mind to?
Well, there again, I think the biggest expansion would be in the heart. And because it helps you to expand your intuition, which is in the heart, and it helps to expand your feelings, your emotions, which are in the heart, and to help let go of ego, which is in the brain. And if we drop into our hearts, we can live a more connected life.
But you feel when you're listening with the heart, and you can actually listen with the heart, you expand more in your own imagination, and you feel like your dreams are not really attainable, but you actually can see your dreams being unmasked in your daily life.
I think that would be a good statement, because when we do open our hearts, we open everything else within ourselves as well, because... And one thing that our Book of Insight points out regarding that is compassion, because it does touch on emotions and why we have emotions, because the source or God makes no mistakes, and he gave us our emotions for a reason. So when we, for instance, drop into compassion for another human being, that compassion opens the way to love, which is where we need to be, is in the essence of love, which really is the essence of our hearts and the essence of spirit.
And now you talked about my favorite subject, emotions. Emotions are oceans of opulence.
Yes.
But how is it that people are afraid, not afraid, wrong word, have a challenge accepting their emotional wisdom?
Well, I think part of that reason is because we are taught not to trust our emotions, and we are taught to live a logical life. And the logic is where the ego lives. And I think that's part of the problem, is that we tend to have intuitions about things, and because they're not logical, we can't apply logic to an intuition, we discount it, and we don't trust it, whereas it really should be the other way around. We should trust our intuitions, because our intuitions are the radar that the source gives us And just as a ship has radar that guides it through uncharted waters, the source or God gave us radar that helps chart us through the uncharted waters of humanity or our lives. And that is why we really do need to drop into heart, trust our intuitions, and accept them.
You said something right there, and if people are paying attention, you're going to really hear how wise and full of spiritual energy Tina is. Because she said something there that was very profound. The land of terra incognita. That's the land of the incognita. Isn't life really totally unknown?
Well, on this earthly level, as humans, it is unknown to us. Because when we are born into humanity, we are born into forgetfulness. And therefore, it is unknown. However, we are also given the power of the source. And that power is the power to create our lives and the power to uncreate our lives. So we really do need to pay attention to our intuition, especially in those uncharted waters.
Now, with this day and age, with all the challenges the world's facing, how is it that our intuition and our inner self actually understands what's going on, but we're afraid people have a trepidation in listening to it?
Well, I think it's conditioning. We are born into a matrix. For those of people who have seen the movie The Matrix, it really does parallel the lives that we are born into. From the beginning of our lives, as young babies and young toddlers, we are conditioned with the thoughts and the belief systems of those adults who raise us, who teach us, who we learn from, and we are imprinted with their belief systems, with their thoughts. And as children, because we trust the adults in our lives, we don't question those belief systems. We take them as absolute truths. So therefore, once we grow into adulthood, not only do we have the belief systems and the thoughts of the adults who conditioned us in life, but we also adopt their fears. Be careful when you cross the street or you're going to be hit by a car. It is something that we, want our children to know, but we don't want to continually impart fears in them. And therefore, we accept those fears and we grow with those fears. And I think that's part of the reason why when we become adults, we not only have the belief systems, but we have the fears that the adults impart to us, as well as the fears that we accumulate through our experiences in life. And these fears with the ego as well, because the ego is where those fears lie, prevent us at times from, trusting our intuitions or taking those chances, those risks in life.
Talking about the ego there, after you start featuring the ego's hold on your life, do you start picking up on egotistical people quicker? You can tell when they're talking from the ego or their heart, because the ego loves talking about them being a victim.
Oh, yes. Victims, I call those people professional victims, people that go through life being victims. And what we are really victims of is victims of our fears, victims of our belief systems, and victims of our ego. Now, with the ego in mind, what I do want people to know is, as I said, the source, or God, as we refer to the source here, makes no mistakes. And even our ego has a reason for existence. And our ego is what keeps us surviving. Our ego is our survival mechanism. And the fears that go with the ego are part of the survival mechanism. However, as humans, we have to learn to distinguish from a imagined fear or a real fear. And our Book of Insight, our guides give us an example in this. For instance, an imagined fear is something that you imagine in your mind, and it holds you back. And that's something where the ego does hold you back and is detrimental to your survival. However, let's say you're about to walk into a venomous snake pit. Well, that is a very healthy fear. And so your ego, in that case, because of the healthy fear that it fosters, would prevent you from walking into that poisonous snake pit and perhaps dying. So we really do need to distinguish between a healthy fear and an unhealthy fear. We can use the ego to our advantage, and we can also use the ego to our disadvantage. Now, living in heart, yes, you know, I can look at people or hear people that are coming from absolute ego and distinguish whether these people are being egotistical or whether their ego is being healthy or unhealthy.
And, you know, that's very true. And the thing is, you got to have a savant ego, too. You got to have enough courage and charisma to step forth into that dream.
Absolutely. And again, that is where your belief system comes into play. And our guides in A Book of Insight gave us a really great exercise. And this is one thing I'd like to share with the listeners who are having challenges with their belief systems and with manipulating reality or with creating their reality that they desire. And what they said is, you know, on a piece of paper, write down all the belief systems that you feel are holding you back in life. And then on a separate piece of paper, make a list of belief systems that you would like to adopt, let's say, which would be the opposite of the negative belief. One of my belief systems many years ago was that I could not earn a living as an artist. And that belief system held me back because I believed that I just couldn't earn a living that way. And then on a separate piece of paper, I wrote, I am an artist and I earn money doing my art. And that's one way of turning your belief systems around. And every night before you go to bed, read your new belief systems to yourself before you go to bed. And eventually, over time, those new belief systems that you would like, they become imprinted on your brain. They become imprinted on your subconscious. And that's because your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination. And it will act on whatever you feed it as if it is reality. So what I would say to your listeners that are having challenges with changing their belief systems and with creating the lives they want is do this simple little exercise over time, and then eventually you will discover that your new beliefs actually become part of your system, part of your belief system, and you no longer will relate to the old negative beliefs you used to hold that held you back.
Well, see, we've been talking had it for like 25,000 years or 5,000 years, I forget. But there's one thing about it. When you start expanding out of a paradox into a new paradigm, you start listening in your daily life because there's going to be little words. Because wisdom comes in one or two words or one little quick snapshot. It don't come in big things. And it starts unmasking in your daily life, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, and what I find is just amazing is that life will give me little signs and hints, and if I am aware, when I am aware, I become aware of those signs and those hints that the universe sends me, and pay attention to those signs and hints. And I'll give you another example that's in A Book of Insight. For instance, let's say you want to become a real estate agent, and you don't know the first thing about becoming a real estate agent, but you put it out there and you start changing your belief systems about becoming a real estate agent. You might find that as you're looking through the newspaper or looking through the internet the next day, that suddenly an ad will pop up into your consciousness, and it might be an ad on a real estate course that you would need to take in order to become that real estate agent. Well, the universe is responding to your desire and is starting to send you hints and opportunities. And if you are aware of those hints and opportunities, that you can take advantage of them. So let's say you do see that ad for a real estate course, and then you go, oh, well, I put it out there that I wanted to be a real estate agent. The universe has sent me this ad. I should pay attention to this and look into it. And that's what you need to do, is you need to become an active participant with the universe or with the source. And this is one thing our guides tell us in the Book of Insight, is do not be an armchair participant with the source. Become an active participant with the source, because the source is your partner. And that's one thing to remember, is that we are fragments of source in human form. Therefore, we are in a continual partnership with the source, whether our thoughts are positive or negative. The source will always rush to fulfill those desires. So we really need to be aware of the thoughts that we foster in our minds.
And that's very true. And, you know, the thing is, the universe will play with you if you play with your game of life and you become a participant. That's a key word for people to understand, is be the participant, but also be the player and willing to listen. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. And that's what being a participant is being a player. And how fun is it when you understand how reality operates, to finally get it and to finally become a player in the so-called game of reality? And this is something that our guides tell us as well, is that we are really all actors on a stage, the stage of life. And when we come to this planet, we assume roles in that stage. Some of us assume the roles of the negative, evil one. Some of us assume the roles of the positive, loving person. Some of us assume the roles of a real estate agent, of a politician. But when the play is over, when our lives are over and we leave this stage, we all become who we truly and really are, and that is the spirit. So we are all actors on this stage, and we are all acting together. And when we realize that we are actors on a stage, and that we have accepted these roles, that we do manipulate our realities, then we can learn to accept the fact that and I use the word manipulator not in a negative sense, but in a positive sense, because we are manipulating our realities, we are creating our realities. So when we do accept this, then we can become an active player in the game or the play of life.
And that's very true. And I'm on the bookofinsight.com. You can go there and see Tina and her sister, and they're talking about the Book of Insight. It's at bookofinsight.com, and you can go there and buy the book.
That is correct. Anybody that buys a book from our website will receive an autographed copy from both my sister and I. And that is on bookofinsight.com.
It is, and it's a real nice website. You can see how intense, but how beautiful that Tina and her sister are. And they really do have a shine about them, and that's a spiritual shine.
Thank you. Well, we hope that we can, you know, project that shine through to others and help others through our book become the best of what they can be and who they can truly be.
But, you know, the thing is, to really be a spiritual teacher, you actually have to go through your own journey. It's not an outer journey, it's an inner journey, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we do, in a way, inhabit both lives. We inhabit, you know, we are here on Earth. We are existing in this reality, but we also are spirits within ourselves. So we do have to occupy both worlds, and we do have to try and maintain a balance with the spirit world, and we do have to try and be the best that we can be.
You know, some days you win, some days you have patience-building days.
Yes, well, nothing is random in life. Everything happens for a reason.
Yes, it does, and patience is the one you're going to learn first.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But if I ever get it cornered, I'm going to sell it. But it's a...
I think you would do well.
Yeah. But first, I got to corner it, and it's a hard guy to corner it. Some days you have it, some days you don't. But, Tina, don't you think the biggest fear people have is of their own talent?
Well, yes. I mean, I think you're correct there, and I've suffered through that as well, and I still continue to have that fear, and I have to, you know, have talks with myself. And fear of self is definitely, you know, a valid fear in a way because, you know, we, like I said, we were all raised with the belief systems of those who raised us. And sometimes they want the best for ourselves. And they will put fears into us, you know. For instance, if you want to be an artist, your parents might say to you, well, you could never make a living as an artist. Why don't you go out and get a real job? And then we start to fear that talent within ourselves that is a gift from the source. So, yes, indeed, you know, and sometimes the biggest fear to overcome is the fear of ourselves or the fear within ourselves. And that's something that does take work, you know. A spiritual journey is not just something you do, like pick up a book and read it, and then suddenly you're a spiritual person. It's a journey. And it's a conscious journey that you undertake. And it's a conscious journey of self-examination, of your belief systems, of your emotions, and it's a conscious journey of really going within through meditation and to change that inner landscape in order to change our outer landscape.
It is. And, you know, you talked earlier about love. Love is a twofold thing. It's letting go of venomous energy and opening, expanding into luminary, omnipotent, visionary energy.
Oh, absolutely. And love is the reason why we are all here. And that is something that we don't really understand because we are on the treadmill of life. We have to go out and work. We have to pay our bills. We are on this treadmill. And then we don't really truly understand our inner landscapes. So, you know, it, like I said, it's a journey, and we all have to undertake that journey to understand love and to grow from within.
It is. And once you become, you know, I really expanded out of being happy to live in omnipotent peace. And when I get there, I'll ever let. But as long as you're working towards peace, everything else is easier.
Absolutely, and towards love, which will then help give us peace. And I'd like to share another little exercise with our listeners. And this is something that a friend of mine did with me not too long ago. And for a little while there, I was having trouble dropping into my heart. And whenever I tried to drop into my heart, it's as if I had a protective shell around my heart that wouldn't let me drop. And I'm sure those were for whatever reasons, the fears that I was going through or thoughts that I was having. And an exercise that my friend did with me, and I'll ask your listeners to do this exercise if they're having trouble dropping into their hearts, is put in your left hand a rose quartz and a crystal quartz and hold it against your heart. And then with your right hand, I think it's called a stalactite crystal. Hang on to a stalactite crystal. You can put it on a table, and that's for grounding. And then just meditate on that for a while. And just meditate within and focus on dropping into your heart and meditating on that. And I did that for about half an hour. And right after that meditation, I dropped easily into my heart zone. And I was quite amazed at what a half hour of meditating with crystals can do. And for people who are not don't know, the rose quartz is the crystal of love. And holding that against your heart and meditating will help to open your heart so that you can then drop into it.
And Tina, we're down to the last 48 seconds. Give the people some wisdom and I'll close up the show.
Well, what I'd like everybody to know, and this is what our guides want us to know, is that we are all divine. We come from the source, or we come from God. We are all fragments of the source in human form. We are all burst from love, and we are all here to learn love. And there's so many insights in our book. And again, the book is called A Book of Insight, Wisdom from the Other Side, on Amazon.com or on abookofinsight.com.
And I want to thank Tina, and it is thebookofinsight.com or Amazon.com. Go buy the book, open your expand into new wisdom to win internally speaking, determined, omnipotent, magnificent. And I really want to thank Tina and all the listeners, and we'll be here next week, Tuesday and Thursday. And thank you, Tina, very much.
Thank you very much, Rob, for having me on your show. Have a great evening.
You too. It was an honor and a privilege, and thank you, all the listeners. And next week, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday season because it's upon us. And good night, everybody.